Welcome to this week's podcast, Digital Content and Expert Advice for Coaches and Freelancers. Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, Digital Content Manager. This week, I'm going to chat about freelancers, coaches, how digital assets can help you prosper. Take a moment and listen. You're a coach freelancer. You want to prosper. It's simple. We all want to prosper. Now, let me have a chat this week about digital assets. Now, several things happened this week, got me thinking about it. Firstly, I was having a chat with a client. And we were discussing about what works and what they're really happy about. And also the things that aren't giving the same results. Now, one of the things that we were discussing that works is their website. Now, a website is a digital asset. So what do I mean a digital asset? The website is something my client owns. It is something that they, like your house, they have control of how they decorate, how they use it. Why would I class that as a digital asset? That website converts to business. So an asset is something that helps you increase your prosperity. Very simple. Now, you can have lots of content online that isn't necessarily I class as an asset because it might be irrelevant, it might be outdated. So think about that very simply. If you were trying to rent an apartment and there were two apartments next door, one was decorated like the 1970s and one had just been decorated yesterday and it's spot on, it's modern, it's clean, everything. And you were a potential client or tenant, what would you do? Of course, you'd want the modern, the clean one, the one that is up to date. Now, equally online, your digital assets are about constant improvement because time doesn't stand still and the needs of people changes. Another example of that was I was actually in the supermarket over the weekend. I was in two supermarkets. And during COVID, I know there was a certain product produced that was brought new to the market. At the time, it was very novel. And the other day or over the weekend, I was in the supermarket and I saw two products produced by different supermarkets in identical boxes are very, very similar. If you told me, you know, why this product is better than the other, I would have found it very hard to understand why. Because the original product is double the price. Now, the world has changed and a lot of people now are very conscious about price and food. So that's an example of time not standing still. When you constantly create digital assets, some of them will stay relevant. My first podcast was about getting started. Now, what I said then, I would stand by today that do what you do best. If you're a writer, write. Because what we do best, obviously we're confident in it, we're good at, and that can attract clients. The next thing my client said, when I said, look, we need to prioritise this, because this is what is helping you earn money. Then we got into the common problem, is time management, priorities. So again, it's too easy to get caught up into a hamster wheel running a business. that you're so busy, quite often it is well worth taking that deep breath and thinking, what are the most important things on my to-do list today to help me and my business prosper, achieve and move forward? Also remember, there are people out there to help you, freelancers and experts in different areas, so you know certain digital assets are working for you. Why not hire a freelancer, hire an expert, so you can produce more of what is working? The next thing that happened that got me thinking again about digital assets was after I finished the call, I opened my email. And in the email, a colleague I trust wanted to introduce me to speak on two topics. The topics were podcasting and LinkedIn. Now, that colleague, why did they think of me? They wouldn't think of me if I said I could podcast and I know lots about LinkedIn, because I'd have no credibility. That colleague has listened to my podcast. She knows that I have podcasted over the years. She knows what topics I podcast, and she knows about my experience. Credibility. Why did she think about me for LinkedIn? Again, I am a certified LinkedIn insider with LinkedIn themselves, so she knows that. But that wouldn't have been enough, in my opinion. She also knows and has read articles I write on LinkedIn, helping people use LinkedIn, which showcases my expertise, but they're not just a big sale about me. They are helping people use LinkedIn more effective. So that produces my credibility. And digital assets help people trust us, helps people want to make introductions. Now, the interesting thing about that is that particular person works in my sector, so their introduction is very relevant to me. But as well as that, they have a network that I would not necessarily reach. So my podcast, my LinkedIn articles, those digital assets have helped open doors for new opportunities. Digital assets. Now, I was chatting with a colleague, and for the last 3 months, she has been working on a project to produce a digital asset. She has completed it. She's thrilled, and I'm thrilled for her. And I congratulate her. Now, naturally, because she knows I'm a LinkedIn insider, she reads my LinkedIn articles, she then had a chat with me about how do I promote my digital asset on LinkedIn. Because think of it this way, very simply. You go out, you print your business card, and then you put it in your pocket or your bag, and never hand it to someone. It can never serve you or your business. Your digital asset is quite similar. And in that case, it was, how do I promote it on LinkedIn? And so that she can hand it to people, that people are aware of what she does. Because if you are running a business, and you decide, I'm creating a digital asset. That is time, that is resources. So obviously, you want to think of how you can, in that case, promote it on LinkedIn to the business community. That particular person is selling to business. So it made sense that they're thinking about how to use LinkedIn to promote their digital asset. Many thanks for listening to this podcast. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, Digital Content Manager. I work for freelancers, coaches, and adults with dyslexia. How can I help you? I offer a done-for-you service. Is that WordPress? Is that blogs, LinkedIn, marketing, or Canva? Or have you the situation you have created content and maybe you haven't finished it? Or maybe you have content that has performed very well and you'd like it repurposed? I can work with you. Another option, you can work with me if you would like to learn how to create digital content. You would like to learn about LinkedIn. I can give you training for your specific needs. So thanks again for listening to this podcast. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, and you can get in touch with me at contact@digitalcontentmanager.ie. contact@digitalcontentmanager.ie and LinkedIn. Thank you very much for listening.